It's time to drop the puck on the Sports Trivia Face-Off.
That's right. You have downloaded episode 35 of the Sports Trivia Face-Off. My name is Brent. I am here with the best co-hosts in the world, Aaron. Aaron, how are you?
Hey, Brent. How are you doing today?
I am cold, but I am wonderful. It's a balmy 25 degrees here in the St. Louis area today. So maybe that will be suitable for our cold open. We are doing a special episode today here with Mike. Mike is going to be playing against yours truly. And Mike, let's remind everybody who you are.
Thank you. It's Mike Schneider. I'm from Metuchen, New Jersey. I'm a financial advisor in independent practice. So if anybody hits the Powerball, you know who to call first. I root for mostly all the home teams in the New York area, except I'm a big fantasy sports player. So, you know, 30 years ago, I'd be rooting for Phil Sims, but tomorrow I need to decide between Russell Wilson and Jameis Winston. So that's how my priorities have changed over the years.
Yeah, it's funny how sports can make us root for odd teams. One of the favorite teams that I love to hate in the Premier League is Chelsea, but I need them to win today so that Liverpool can stay amongst the table. So I'm actually rooting for a team I don't like today, and it's funny how that happens every now and then. Before we get started with the game, let's go over the rules.
Here are the rules for the Sports Trivia Face-Off. Each player will get a chance to answer 5 questions in a category they choose. If they answer correctly, they get 10 points. If not, their opponent can answer on the rebound for 5 points. Twice per game, a player may challenge his opponent to answer a question first for 10 points, but the opponent can answer correctly for 15 points. 2 intermission questions are worth up to 20 points, and we will explain the shootout once we get there.
So Aaron will be hosting this whole game today between me and Mike. I will call heads, and then I will ask Google to flip a coin. Hey, Google, flip a coin.
Sure. You got tails.
Tails it is, so Mike will go first.
All right, Mike, you can choose from the following categories. Category 1, damn it, Ryan, I told you not to get political. Category 2, keep your pimp hand strong. Category 3, these questions are really easy. What's your choice?
All right, I will not defer, and I'll take category, the easy category. Why not?
These are questions about the Big Easy, or New Orleans.
Question number 1. Before Drew Brees came along, who was the most recent quarterback to start the majority of a season's games for the Saints?
I will take a guess and say Brooks.
Aaron Brooks is correct. He did it in 2005. And I don't know if you guys saw on the news, Gail Benson, who owns the Saints and the Pelicans, paid off like 400 people's layaways at Walmart. It was like $10,000 or $100,000 she paid off for people's Christmas presents, which was really freaking cool.
I did.
Oh, you're kidding.
I did see that. Yes. Very, very nice of her.
Question number 2. What New Orleans-based food and spice company is the main sponsor of Pelicans games, even though there's no zesty clarinet at those games?
I will say the Tabasco sauce company. Is it McElhaney or something close to that?
That is incorrect. Brent, what's your guess?
I'm going to guess Zatarain's.
Good job. Zatarain's is correct.
Very nice.
I don't know much about them, but I remember they were the subject of an intellectual property case we read in law school. So I'm familiar with the brand, but have never had it. Number 3. J.P. Lozman, Matt Forte, and Sean King are all alumni of what New Orleans University? Mike, this is back to you.
I will go with Tulane.
Tulane is correct. Not a lot of other New Orleans universities.
I always thought the team nickname for Tulane should be the Highways.
How come?
The Tulane Highways.
Keep your day job.
You done? Can I move on?
I'm done.
Number 4. From 1984 to 1988, New Orleans was host to an annual women's tennis tournament sponsored by what cigarette brand?
Well, the only one I can I can possibly think of is the Virginia Slims.
That is correct. Nice pull. Number five. What man lost the Zurich Classic of New Orleans in 2012 to Jason Duffner on a playoff and is mostly here because he fits the theme of this round?
I will have to pass that one. I have no idea.
All right, Brent, you got a guess?
Ernie Els.
That is correct. Apparently his nickname is the Big Easy. Which I do you know why?
I only guessed him because of the EE.
Okay. Oh, that might be it.
Easy. It worked.
Good pull.
Yeah, nice job.
Thank you.
Apparently he makes a wine called the Big Easy. It's a red blend.
Of course he does, because all athletes and classic rock bands now make their own wine.
Everyone's got in the liquor business. I think Dan Aykroyd has vodka. George Clooney has tequila. Elon Musk is branching into tequila. It's a thing.
You know, that makes sense because they run these tequila ads at stoppages at Scott Trade Center. And I'm like, is that George Clooney? Why is he in a tequila ad? But I guess he owns it, so that makes sense.
Ernie Els is known as the Big Easy due to his imposing physical stature. He stands 6'3", along with his fluid golf swing. So he's tall. That's why they call him that.
Cool. Right. I'll be darned. Yeah.
Now you know. Brent, taking it over to you. Your categories are Damn It, Ryan, I Told You Not to Get Political, or Keep Your Pimp Hand Strong.
Wow. I have to wonder what, damn it, keep your pimp hand, or I'm going to mix them, but it's the pimp hand strong one. I was going to say, damn it, keep your pimp hand strong.
I mean, that also works. These are questions about great backhanders in tennis history.
Oh, dear Lord.
Yep. Number one, what great backhander became the first man in the Open era to win 11 singles titles, all at the French Open and Wimbledon, though burnout caused by fame and playing led him to retire at 26?
I don't know. I'll just guess Andre Agassi.
That is incorrect. Mike, you got a guess?
I'll guess Bjorn Borg.
Bjorn Borg is correct for 5 points. Nice pickup.
Ooh, well done.
Two. What other great backhander nearly won calendar Grand Slams in 2011 and 2015, save for the heartbreaking losses in the semis and finals at the French Open?
Just a total guess because the time frame's right. I'll guess Roger Federer.
Incorrect. Mike?
Nadal.
Nope. It is Novak Djokovic. So no points there. That's the first goose egg of the game, though. So nice work. Number three. In the 2005 Wimbledon final, what woman fended off Lindsay Davenport's match point with her signature two-handed backhand en route to eventually winning the match, her third of five Wimbledon titles?
Serena Williams.
Incorrect. Mike?
How about Sharapova?
Nope. Brent, you were half right. It was Venus Williams.
I was afraid of that.
Yeah. And Ryan explicitly said, do not accept Williams by itself. Clearly.
Should have gone with the Lucky Williams.
I would have asked for more information. Number four. After breaking off an engagement with Rory McIlroy in 2014, what current tennis star announced on Valentine's Day 2017 that she was dating NBA player David Lee, to whom she got engaged later that year? The relationship must have been meant to be because she won her first major, the Aussie Open, a few months later in 2018.
Lindsay Davenport.
Nope. Mike?
I definitely read this. Is her last name Zerniak?
It is not. You were kind of, you had all of the right consonants. Her name is Caroline Wozniacki.
Gotcha.
Oh, her.
Yeah, her.
Lucky man, him.
Yeah.
If you've seen her in the ESPN, the body issue that she was in, that is some high quality magazine publication. Right there. I'm just saying.
All right. And number five. The most beautiful single-handed backhand in men's tennis currently belongs to what three-time Grand Slam champion, who is usually overshadowed by his fellow countryman, Roger Federer?
I'm trying to even come up with a famous Swiss dude as a joke answer. David Abisher.
Wrong. Mike?
I don't know. Ed Norton.
Also incorrect. It is Stan Wawrinka.
Okay.
Ta-da. It is spelled Wawrinka, in case anybody wants to Google this person none of us has ever heard of. So that second round was a little stressful. Going into the first intermission, Mike has 35, Brent has 10. That's all right. Who knows what's going to happen in the second round? After the first period, Mike has 35, Brent has 10, but that's okay. We're going into the first intermission. In the first intermission, I am going to give you a thing that happened at the Olympics, and you're going to tell me the games at which it happened. You can give me either the city or the year. Cool?
Okay.
Sounds good.
Number one, Muhammad Ali lights the Olympic torch. Number two, the Black September terrorist group kills 11 Israeli athletes. Number three, Serena Williams wins gold in ladies singles tennis. Number four, Tommy Smith and John Carlos hold up black power fists on the podium. And while these gentlemen are digging into their memories, here are some ads.
If you enjoy the Sports Trivia Face-Off, please consider contributing on Patreon at patreon.com/sportstriviafaceoff. And if you're already a contributor, thanks.
And we're back with some Olympic trivia. Muhammad Ali lights the Olympic torch. Mike, which Olympics did that happen at?
I believe that was Atlanta.
And Brent?
That was 96 in Atlanta.
Sure was. Number two, the Black September terrorist group kills 11 Israeli athletes. Mike?
That, unfortunately, was in 1972 in, in Munich.
Brent?
What he said in Munich.
Correct. Number three, Serena Williams wins gold in ladies singles tennis. Mike?
I'll just guess 2008.
And Brent?
I had the Rio Games. The Rio de Janeiro Games.
You guys had it on either side. It happened in 2012 in London.
Damn it.
There, let me relocate him. Four, Tommy Smith and John Carlos hold up black power fists on the podium. Mike?
I believe this is the 50th year anniversary, so it was the 1968 Mexico City Games.
And Brent?
Yeah, I just heard a podcast about where they got the gloves, and that was 68 in Mexico City.
Okay, cool. That is correct, 1968 Mexico City. So you guys both picked up 15 points in the first intermission. The scores have changed, but the difference has not. It is 50-25. Mike is in the lead. And Brent is going to pick first from the following categories. Number one, miss. Number two, sell. Number three, aeneas?
Can you there please, please repeat the last one?
... Aeneas? Question mark?
Okay.
So it's miss, sell, aeneas.
Yeah. Brent, what category do you want?
I'll take sell.
All right. These are five questions about athletes in the clink, which I believe is... common parlance for prison. Number one.
Up the river, the Hooskell. Yeah, gotcha.
Yeah. Number one, Bad News with a Z, Kennels, was an interstate organization owned by what disgraced athlete?
Oh, that'd be Michael Vick.
Sure was. That
Virginia
guy.
Tech's own.
Yeah, that guy. Number two. What Colorado Buffalo and Carolina Panther was released from jail in late 2018 after serving 18 years for conspiracy to commit first-degree murder, shooting into an occupied vehicle, and using an instrument to destroy an unborn child? Yikes.
Oh, was that Ray Carruth?
It was. That last is a hell of a charge. I had never heard that before. Yeah, yikes. Number three. Who was sentenced to 13 years, 5 months for the 2013 murder of Reva Steenkamp, though the man insisted he thought she was an intruder?
I'm going to guess Aaron Hernandez.
That is incorrect. Mike, you want to take a shot at the rebound?
You know, it's the name's not popping into my head. I know it's the amputee, and I know he shot her on Valentine's Day, and I can't remember his name.
No, no. Do you want to take a stab at it?
Can't remember his name. I can't. Peter Brady.
Yeah, I'd say you were close, but you weren't. That is Oscar Pistorius.
Mm-hmm.
I think we had that question on your first episode you were a guest on, Aaron.
Oh, maybe. Yeah. That was a crazy story. I kind of like followed the trial with half an eye. It was a very interesting defense. Like, dude, no one's buying it. Stop crying. Number four.
Mm-hmm.
What athlete was convicted of a triple homicide in New Jersey in 1966, but was released after 19 years when the conviction was overturned?
I know who it is, but I can't remember the last name. And I don't want to give what I think the nickname is. So is the last name Wilson?
It is not. Mike, back to you.
Was that Hurricane Carter?
It was Reuben Hurricane Carter.
I knew it was Hurricane.
Yep.
I live in New Jersey, and I didn't even know that happened in New Jersey. So.
Yeah.
Did not know that.
Denzel Washington was Oscar nominated for playing him, and Bob Dylan wrote a song about him. It's a good song.
Yep.
And number five. What famously drunken Northern Irish soccer player was convicted of DUI in 1984, whereafter he assaulted a police officer and failed to answer bail?
Was that George Best?
It was. Nice work.
Very good 30 for 30.
Okay. I need to watch more of those. All right. Mike, your categories to choose from are Miss or Aeneas?
Let's go with Miss.
All right. Five questions about famous sporting women. Number one. Cami Granato is one of the most prolific, successful American women in what sport?
I believe that's Tony's sister, so that would be hockey.
That would be correct. Two. In 2013, what South Korean woman had a banner year when she won the Kraft Nabisco Championship, U.S. Women's Open, and LPGA Championship?
I'll go with Park.
Can you spell that?
Take a step. P-A-K?
That is incorrect. Brent.
I'm going to tap out. I don't even have a guess.
All right. Mike, you're close. Her name is Inbee Park, P-A-R-K. So I wanted to make sure I was hearing you right.
Were you thinking Savory Pock?
Yep.
Okay.
Number three. It was announced in late 2018 that what former WNBA superstar was joining the front office of the Denver Nuggets? Mike, this is back to you.
I'm trying to think of her name. I think I read this. Taurasi?
That is incorrect. Brent?
I don't really have a guess other than Rebecca Lobo.
It is also incorrect. It was Sue Bird.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Four. 21-year-old record breaker Katie Ledecky is an Olympic swimming phenom who also brings wins and titles to what university for whom she also competes? Mike?
I'll just guess USC.
USC is incorrect. Brent?
The first thing that came to my mind as a guess was Stanford.
Stanford is correct for 5 points. Nice pickup.
So I had the right state.
Yeah, you were close.
That's right.
Number five, back to you, Mike. In 1991, the U.S. swept the podium at the World Figure Skating Championships. Nancy Kerrigan took bronze, Tonya Harding took silver, and what woman took gold?
1991.
Kwan? That is incorrect. Brent?
Oksana Bayul.
Also incorrect. It was Christy Yamaguchi.
Ah.
And I personally cannot wait to see the discussions on the Facebook page about this, because apparently figure skating could come out and talk.
That's like one of our hot button topics, isn't it?
Who knew? All right. After the second period, scores are 65-60. Mike has a 5-point lead, so it is anybody's game. Your second intermission category is no catchy title. It's just the question. There are four WNBA MVPs with alliterative names. So first and last name starts with the same letter. Name them for 5 points each. And while they are thinking about that, you can think about this at home.
If you have a question or category suggestion, or you'd like to appear on the Sports Trivia Faceoff, always feel free to send an email to brent@sportstriviafaceoff.com or join the Sports Trivia Faceoff group on Facebook.
And we're back. Brent, I'm going to go ahead and have you give us your list first, and then Mike will go to you. So, Brent, who did you have?
Hoping that the spelling was a little different than conventional, I said Cheryl Swopes, and I also have Lisa Leslie, and that's all I have.
Okay. Mike, what was your list like?
Well, I did have those two, but I do have four answers. So I did have Lisa Leslie, Cheryl Swopes, and I have also Debbie Downer and Holly Hobby.
That's awesome.
Nicely done. Well, you guys.
Did Polly Pickford never win one, I guess?
And by the way, just for full disclosure, the only reason I have Holly Hobby is because I have a sister about 7 years younger than me. So I think she.
Oh, there you go.
That's why I wouldn't know that name.
Man, I remember that toy from way back in the day.
Mm-hmm. So you guys both picked up 10 points. This intermission was also a tie. Cheryl Swopes and Lisa Leslie are on the list. Also, Cynthia Cooper and Maya Moore. Scores have gotten bigger. Difference has not changed. 75-70. Brent is trailing, so he will pick first from the following categories. Number one, maturity is overrated. Number two, je suis l'espoir. Number three, please God, anything but the other two categories.
Je voudrais je suis le sport.
Great. These are five questions about sports and French language places. Number one, Canada. What Canadian Football League team plays their home games in Montreal?
Les Alouettes.
Correctement. Two. Well, Zinedine Zidane was born in France. His parents immigrated in 1953 to avoid war in what country across the Mediterranean?
Morocco.
Is incorrect. Mike, do you know?
I don't. I'll guess Italy.
Also incorrect. The answer is Algeria. After what French World War I hero pilot is the French Open named? It is also the name of the stadium where it is played.
Roland Garros.
That is correct. Number four.
I always wondered what that dude's name was for.
Yeah. Number four. In what year did Montreal host the Summer Olympics?
1976.
Correct. And number five. One of France's most popular soccer teams is PSG, Pilot Soccer Golf, which stands for what?
Paris Saint-Germain.
Indeed. Brent knows his French stuff. Nice job.
Sacre bleu.
All right, Mike, back to you. You can choose from maturity is overrated, or please God, anything but the other two categories?
I'll take maturity is overrated.
All right. These are five questions about what that says. Number one, in the fifth round of the 2017 NFL draft, the Denver Broncos selected what tight end from Michigan?
Herman?
That is incorrect. Brent?
I don't know. I'm going to say that he gave up football and went into racing and say Dick Trickle.
That is incorrect. The answer is Jake Butt.
Oh, okay.
Gotcha.
Number two. From the Swedish for speed play, what is the term for training for distance running by interspersing intervals of slow running and intervals of fast running? This is to Mike.
Gotcha. I'll challenge. I don't know.
All right, Brent, any idea?
Ooh. Yeah, none of them good. The rhythm method.
Nope. Successful challenge. Mike keeps his 10 points. That is called a fartlek. F-A-R-T-L-E-K.
All righty. At least it was something I had a chance at.
Number three.
Good challenge.
Yeah, good call, Mike. Number three, Mike, back to you. Who was NFL Defensive Player of the Year in 1969 and 1970?
NFL Defensive Player of the Year. Okay. The category just popped into my head again. So I'll go with Dick Butkus.
There you go. That is correct.
All right.
Number four. Dan Patrick and Keith Olbermann almost always laughed on SportsCenter whenever they had to say the name of what NASCAR driver?
I would have known it anyway, so don't rue that you mentioned before. Dick Trickle.
Yep. And number five.
I should have known.
Number five. What man has served as offensive coordinator for the Detroit Lions since 2015?
I'll say Cooter.
It is indeed Jim Bob Cooter. Nice work.
Thank you.
Okay.
I knew bringing that boy on was a mistake.
The Lions offense is going backwards.
And that takes us to the intermission. The game has momentum has swung slightly. It is still a nail biter. Brent has 110. Mike has 105. Ooh. So the shootout works like this.
In the shootout, both players take a shot at being the closest to the correct answer of three questions. If either player is closer on more questions than the other, they get 20 points. If a player is closer on all three questions, they get 50 points. If a player is within 10% of the correct answer on all three questions, they are awarded an extra 100-point hat trick bonus.
And we are back. Gentlemen, your questions for the shootout. Number one, the maximum number of pounds one can be and still compete as a cruiserweight in boxing. Number two, the number of millimeters in the diameter of an official table tennis ball. And number three, the number of career home runs for Nick Swisher. These gentlemen are going to do some math. You are going to listen to some ads. This is what it means to be a captive audience.
Planning your own trivia event? Visit the Trivia Night Guy at TriviaNightGuy.com to purchase trivia questions in all categories for an event that will give your audience a challenging and fun night of trivia.
And we are back. They have done some math and have some answers. Mike, what do you think is the maximum number of pounds one can be and still compete as a cruiserweight in boxing?
Well, my dad boxed in college, but I don't know if this helped me at all. But so I did say 175 pounds.
Right. And Brent, what did you say?
Not knowing much about the rankings, I guess cruiserweight was a little bit on the heavier side. So I put 250.
All right. This is one of those things, every time it comes up in trivia, I say to myself, I should really sit down and learn these. A cruiserweight is under 200 pounds. So, Mike, you are off by just 25. Brent, you are off by 50. Number two, the number of millimeters in the diameter of an official table tennis ball. Mike, what say you?
Well, I haven't played in a while, but I did hold up my two fingers, my thumb and my forefinger. And I'm not sure exactly how big a millimeter is, so I just went with 30.
All right. And Brent, what did you have to say?
I had thought I had heard someplace that it was 3 centimeters, so I converted that to 30 millimeters.
You guys are both on the right track. It is 40 millimeters. So you were both off by 10.
Oh.
Yeah.
Great minds think alike.
And number three, the number of career home runs for Nick Swisher. Mike.
I think most of his career, he was a platoon player, and I thought he played for about 10 years, so I did a little math and came up with 218.
Okay, and Brent, what did you say?
I started to do some logic such as that and some thinking about, you know, what ballparks he played in and how long he played and all that stuff. And then I realized that all that was kind of futile, so I just throw in the same thing that I knew as the minimum number of pounds for a cruiserweight and said 250.
All right. Well, the answer is 245.
Wow. So very yes.
Brent was off by 5 and within 10%, and Mike was off by 27, which brings me to an interesting quandary, because technically you guys tied the shootout because you each got one correct, and then you both got two correct because you tied the second one. So, nobody wins, nobody swept, and nobody got the hat trick. So, no points for the shootout. All right, no points, which means that the scores have remained the same. This might be the closest game we've had in a while. Mike had 105, Brent had 110. So, eking it out with one rebound he picked up somewhere along the way. Brent is your winner. Wow.
Congratulations.
Wow, that post. Thank you very much. Thank you for an excellent game. We appreciate it.
Yeah, good game, guys.
Always a good time.
Good. Mike, is there anything you'd like to say in closing?
I just want to wish everybody a happy holiday season and to stay safe out there. And thank you for the invite.
Yeah, good to have you.
Excellent. And Aaron, is there anything you'd like to say in closing?
Just like to echo, hope everyone has a safe and happy holiday season. Try to stay warm. I know Virginia is about to get pummeled by snow, so the Commonwealth will be shut down for the next week. And I, for one, am not looking forward to it. But I hope everyone else is having a lovely Saturday or whatever day you're listening to this.
I echo, have a good time with that. I want everybody to enjoy their holiday season to the fullest, but as was called to mind recently, unfortunately, if you have a little too much to drink, just let somebody else do the driving, whether it's Uber or taxi or anything like that. Just don't do that. It's really dumb.
Yes, please get a ride. It is cheaper. Check your state's laws, because I guarantee you a DUI is going to be way more expensive than a ride home.
Well said.
Yes.
In Virginia, it runs you about 10 grand because, like, you have to get the interlock thing on your car, and it's chaos. Don't do it. Just don't do it.
It is a bad decision all around.
Yep.
So that has been episode 35 of the Sports Trivia Face-Off. Thank you for downloading. We will be dropping another episode 1 week roughly from when you hear this one. For Mike and for Aaron and for our question writer, Ryan Myers, this is Brent Bollmeyer signing off. We will see you next time you download. This has been the Sports Trivia Face-Off. Thank you very much for listening. The Sports Trivia Face-Off is hosted by Brent Bollmeyer and Aaron Barkley. Questions are written by Ryan Clefcorn Myers. And the Sports Trivia Face-Off is recorded, edited, and produced by Brent Bollmeyer.